the legislature's taking place.
It is.
We're community radio. I really, really want to talk about local stuff.
Yeah.
How can you?
Well, right.
How can you? I mean, this isn't America. What we are seeing isn't America. Mm-hmm. I don't. Masked thugs swarming a guy with a cell phone camera.
Yeah.
Immediately pepper spraying him, immediately wrestling him to the ground, and immediately shooting him in the back. Shooting him in the back. Two people shooting him in the back. What is that? What is that? That's not America. We've been used to seeing those seeds. Those seeds are common.
Mm.
Not here. I don't know how we deal with that. I really don't. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Loudly and angrily. But it's just so unacceptable. And the lies. How stupid do they think we are? I mean, Donald Trump has been lying and people have been. When you are rich and famous, you can lie and people will pretend like they believe you. Mm-hmm. Some of them really will. Some of them really do. What do the rest of us do with that? I've covered politics my whole life. I'm used to the back and forth, the give and take. This isn't that. This is third world baloney. Baloney is not the word I want to use. I don't mean to seem overwrought, but I just honestly don't know what we do with this.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree, with the just how unconscionable, right, it is to see this, to see this happen in our country in
Minnesota,
right. Right.
It wouldn't be okay if it was in L.A. or New York, but it would be kind of, we've sort of seen that before mm-hmm. with the Watts riots, the race wars, unfortunately. We have.
Right. We have. Yeah. Or along the border, right?
That's right. The along the border wouldn't be a surprise.
Right.
Minnesota.
Right.
It looks like an army. Mm. It looks like a foreign army of thugs
mm-hmm.
has invaded Minnesota. They're kicking doors down.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling old men out into the cold in their bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking 5-year-old kids in their little rabbit's hats and putting them in detention in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I guess the president's response was, well, all of that was Greg Bovino's fault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
We got rid
put
of,
blame on somebody else.
Yeah, we got rid of Greg Bovino. Problem solved.
Right.
We'll put Tom Homans in there and go on as if nothing happened.
That's the solution. I mean, I know we were going to come in and talk about this and... I think also, I guess for me too, it's the big piece around it is all this is happening. And so I have some calls these last few days with colleagues that live there, right?
Yeah,
in Minnesota.
Right.
And, basically saying like, I'm going to, stay clothed the whole time, not get comfortable in my house.
Yes.
Helicopters, hearing gunfire down the street and almost like they're in a war zone, actually.
That's a sense. Absolutely looks like a war zone.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, 13,000 agents. They've got, 10 times more agents than the police officers, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're helping. They want to tell the rest of us, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a page out of a, dystopian book, movie, where they come, exactly, law enforcement comes in and says, we're going to keep you safe, we're going to...
Yeah.
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 And in fact,
right.
they are, it appears to be, killing people and detaining people who just get in their way of whatever the mission is, which is also feels uncertain, like, what is...
Well, and let's be honest, people are asking, why Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
The president tells us all the time why Minnesota. Every time he talks about Somalis, he tells us why Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You don't have to look any further than that. It has nothing to do with the George Floyd protests of years ago. It really has nothing to do with this child care fraud that I have no doubt there is child care fraud. And, you know, with a large percentage of your population being Somali, I have no doubt that there are Somalis who are involved in the child care fraud and they should be arrested and sent to jail. But that's the excuse that you're using for sending a foreign army into Minnesota?
I mean, some people would be surprised. I mean, but he did. Yes, I think part of that, too, right? Taking other steps, you know, Somali. I mean, talking about, you know, revoking folks who have legitimately, you know, become naturalized citizens in the process because they were from Somalia.
Well, scooping people up as they come to their hearings.
Yeah.
Taking people, denying people as they have completed the entire process. The only thing they have is the ceremony. And, and say, okay, we've stopped all the ceremonies now.
Right.
I understand that Joe Biden made a mess of immigration. And I understand that people were angry about that. No matter how you feel about it, I mean, there needs to be or if you believe that we have an obligation because of all the stuff that we started in Central America, and we, you know, I certainly understand that argument, and that asylum is certainly in our laws, and it should be in our moral beliefs that, you know, we certainly are capable of. So even if you believe that, you still think it should be done in an orderly way, that just those hordes of people, that didn't look good. And then cities getting overwhelmed. That happened. Okay? So Democrats, learn from that, I would hope. You know, don't let that happen again. But the response, my goodness, the response, nobody... I always say nobody. I always keep reminding myself that there is many in a country of 300 million people. There are millions who look at this and cheer.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, it goes along the lines of, you know, Trump's talking about an invasion and why, you know, maybe some folks would say like, this is a good thing, right? Where you sort of rounding up and getting rid of the people who are.
Who believed it? You know, I don't know if you saw his press conference where he looks like he's about ready to nod off at any moment, but he's just thumbing through mugshots. Oh, rough character here. Oh, look at this. I mean, mean, that's how you're going to convince us that what you're doing there is okay? Is not even showing him. Not, hey, this is Joe Blow, and he did this, and the other. It was just this bizarre. You couldn't even see what he was doing, and he was just sleepwalking through it like he sleepwalks through everything except construction of that damn ballroom.
Right.
That's the only thing that he cares about. It's the only thing that lights him up.
Unfortunately.
And I think, you know, the big question right now is Kristi Noem. You know, like I said, I think in Trump's mind, oh, we have a caller.
Yeah.
All right. That's
what are folks.
Caller, thanks so much for joining us. Please.
Good morning, guys. It's S.A. Peterson.
Good morning.
I'm listening to you, and I have to talk about something that VP Vance came on and said. Let's, first of all, to me, it was divide and conquer, right? Mm. So he said, why Minnesota? Minnesota is unique. Why are they fighting back? None of the other places we went fought back like this. Hmm. And I was laughing going, you're up against Viking stock. You know, I mean, they come from many that landed in Minnesota come from Scandinavian countries. They're Vikings. They're not going to stand for this, and they're not going to back down. But you trying to tell the world that no one else tried to fight back. Let's look at California and what the governor did and all of those lawsuits to make you get out. You know, D.C., I understand, they only have a mayor. They're not a state.
Right.
And so they can only do so much. But I'm with the Vikings. Stand strong. We are with you. Don't back down. Oh, I almost started singing that song. Don't back down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
But thanks, guys, for discussing this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I will say this. they have bonded together as a community.
Absolutely. Right. I think that's the other piece, right, in terms of the story of what's happening in Minnesota is the response, right, and how the community has come together and you know, the networks of people caring for each other and even just a sort of coordinated response. Like, yeah, we are not going to allow this to come into our city and not do anything about it.
And you couldn't have a more sympathetic victim. You know, this guy devoted his life to helping veterans, you know, working in a veterans hospital. You know, so when they come out and they call him a domestic terrorist,
right,
an assassin,
right.
And now they're all, you know, yeah. Stephen Miller is backpedaling. Mm. Stephen Miller. I didn't know he had a backpedal.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess where I was going with Christy Noem, I mean, it seems like the plan right now is, well, we got rid of Greg Bovino, we'll put Tom Homan in there, things, we will slowly de-escalate and we'll just pretend like none of this happened. We'll move on to Portland, Maine.
Right.
Because everybody knows what a hellhole Portland, Maine is. But I want to get back to the original point. This is the eating cats and dogs stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the othering.
Right.
This is, you let these people into our country and this is the kind of stuff that happens. That's
right.
The message they are trying to send with this.
Absolutely. Well, I think even from day one, I mean, everything that Donald Trump, right, trying to sort of maybe like redefine the United States, you know, but also perhaps this idea about going back to you know, the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever those good old days are. But, you know, when those good old days that we had, there was this idea of white supremacy. There was, you know, Jim Crow. There was lynchings. And to a certain extent, you know, actually, my son said that it was a, you know, Alex Pretty is a public lynching. Actually,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, the only thing it didn't have was the shaming and the walking, you know, mm-hmm. but certainly it was an execution. It mm-hmm. was a public execution in front of all of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to tell us differently
right.
has not worked.
Right.
And trying to change the subject isn't going to work. The only thing that's going to work is... Well, a lot of things. First of all, Democrats standing firm, not passing another, but giving another dime to ICE, not one more dime, and taking back as much as you can.
Mm.
The funding that we have given to that agency and the lack of training and the vice president coming out immediately after what's her first name? Good. Rebecca Good? Is that? I hope I didn't get her name wrong. Anyway, saying that officers have absolute immunity?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Right.
Okay. So I get to wear a mask. I get to be all bodied, armored up. I got pepper spray on one side and my gun on the other and a big old baton in between and no responsibility. Yeehaw. Let's go.
Well, and then that's why we saw the death, you know, a few days later. Renee Good.
Renee Good. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. I mean, they got the message. Everybody
mm-hmm.
got the message.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he came back a couple hours later and said, I didn't really mean it. Well, nobody's playing that tape.
Right.
Everybody's playing the first one. Everybody mm-hmm. got that message. That's on him. I assume he's going to run for president in, you know, 3 years. How is he going to explain that? I didn't mean it. You misunderstood me?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else gave me bad information? And how many people will just shrug their shoulders and say, okay.
Yeah, that's the moment that we were in, right? It's sort of like,
it is.
You know, brush it off. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was bad.
Yeah.
I'll admit that was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Right. Yeah, next.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm, you know, also thinking just back to like, then what do we do now, right? What do we do now, the rest of us? Like, what does the rest of the country do also?
Right.
And how do we respond? And
right. Well, you have been kind of an activist for
yeah
a lot of years. So what do you think we do now?
I think we're, you know, what we're doing now, we just continue to talk about it, we, you know, raise the awareness, ensure that even in our own communities, you know, if this is how prepared are we to see something like this happen?
Right.
And how will our local law enforcement, our local governments will respond?
Right.
I think having those questions now, you know, as opposed to, you know, being very reactive when it does happen. you know, we haven't really seen a whole lot of that in terms of ICE activity, except for recently, right? Like, this is something happening, you know, in the beginning of the administration, I think people were really worried and getting prepared,
yes.
And we didn't see a lot of that. But now,
right?
Yeah, it's definitely coming into our area. And so there are sort of networks being set up to try and keep people safe.
Well, and I think the game plan is pretty clear. I mean, anywhere they go from now on, they will be met with horns and whistles and,
mm-hmm.
you know, people like they were doing in Minnesota, pouring water to freeze
right.
and sending Fox News crazy. You know, there ought to be a law against pouring water on the street.
Right.
Yeah, okay, sure. You know. So, yeah, I think that is the game plan. And everywhere they go, they should be met with that. Any hotel they sleep in. I feel sorry for the other guests in that hotel, mm-hmm. but they shouldn't get any sleep. The you're not welcome here sign should be blaring everywhere they go, everywhere they think about going. There was a story in the Sun News today about Senator Townsend, a Republican from Artesia, has a bill that would require us to have ICE detention centers. He would mm-hmm. get rid of the prohibition. Really? You picked right now to enter? 3 weeks ago? If the argument 3 weeks ago is better here than someplace else, okay, maybe I'm open to that. I'm not open to it now. Not another dime for ICE, not here, not anywhere. And we do have another caller. Thanks so much
Hello.
For joining the conversation. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Loki.
Hey, Loki.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm from Minneapolis, born
and raised. You are. You're a Viking yourself.
So, I'm a Viking myself, and one of the things I noticed this morning is your outrage at this, and it's justified, but I will have to say this morning on CNN, I'm looking at it, and I see only 58% of the country disapproves of the actions of ICE. So 58% to me is pretty low.
Yeah.
And so we have 42% in this country who still approve of what's going on.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Well, that's
the poll says, but I don't believe that.
And why I believe it, Walt,
yeah.
is I'm from Minnesota, and you've been referring to it as the Minnesota thing, but I'll tell you what, in our rural areas, in our suburbs especially, there are conservative, hateful, anti-immigrant people. One of them is a friend of mine from high school, and they are the way they are.
Yeah.
They treat the people in the city like trash.
Right.
They talk about them like that. They call them garbage. They call the Somalis garbage. Yeah. And so that is the divide in our country is being played out in Minnesota. Because what's going on is in Minneapolis. It's not Minnesota. Because certainly, what I know about Minnesotans is there's so many rural and divided people. But you said what we can do about it? What we can do about it is in midterms, everybody show up and vote them out. You know, send a message, and until then, just keep preparing for it. Run some great candidates that won't allow this to happen. That'll stand up to Trump. So. That's just my two cents, but I understand what you say. You don't believe it, but I don't know why CNN would put it up as a poll.
I'm not saying that the poll was wrong. I'm just I'm just saying that I don't believe that's an accurate representation. It's one poll where you talk to however many people you talk. I just don't think that's an accurate representation of the entirety of the country. But you're it's a sober reminder.
Not. I mean, but
it is a sober
Kansas
reminder.
What about Kansas and Missouri and Georgia and Arkansas and so flyover?
Right.
I don't know. And what would it take to get that 58% to 70%?
Right.
What more would it take?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Lynchings in the public square.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that I asked
what
my,
we saw. Yeah.
Well, ever since Access Hollywood, I don't get it. I will die. I will go to my grave not getting it. So he has a charm
something. I get it. It's disgruntled white males, and I'll say it.
But why him? That's what I don't get. He is so imperfect. He's such a flawed vessel for their. That's what I don't get.
I think he's their vessel.
He
speaks for them,
he does.
They're frustrated, petty people who feel like they've been left behind.
Yep. I can't disagree with a bit of that. All right. Well, happier times Friday night.
And listen to my show 5 to 7 Fridays Without Borders with Loki. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Loki. No, he's not wrong. I don't think it's 58%. I think, you know, as that gets shown more and more and more, and as you see, like I said, Stephen Miller backtracking, Kristi Noem, who knows what she's going to say from one minute to the other. But
it's very unpredictable also, yeah.
Yeah. let's see, the last 5 minutes, anything going on locally? Like I said, the legislature is meeting. Anything you're looking for there?
Well, I mean, I was talking about, like, what are, you know, look to our local, you know, governmental entities. What are they going to be doing? And so there is a bill right now in the House. It did pass one committee, and it is being referred to as it's HB9. The Immigrant Safety Act, and essentially it's calling for state governmental entities not to make agreements with federal laws to detain immigrants, essentially to help, you know, federal agencies do their job, or like their stated mission, to detain immigrants, asylum seekers, refugees, so forth. So, so like I said, it passed in one committee, moving on to another, and we shall see. I don't know.
I thought we already had that. I
will say it's a, well,
maybe, you know.
Yeah. Maybe we thought we did, and it didn't.
Well, that's fair.
Pass, right?
That's fair.
But then also, yeah, I think being very clear about that no New Mexican agency is going to enforce, conduct, or make agreements with federal law enforcement. And, you know, and that's all of New Mexico. And I'll say for sure, I mean, and maybe this could be a conversation we have with
Sheriff Stewart.
Sheriff Stewart. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, okay.
Okay.
We have time? Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You've caught us just at the end of our conversation, caller. Please jump in.
I know. You just said anything else happening locally, so I was going to offer an answer. The county commission is running amok, whether it's because they're being enthralled to the great AI
clearly,
data center or otherwise.
Yeah.
But basically, they trespassed a citizen, told him he could not come to county meetings or into the county building at all.
They did.
Did it, in my view, without doing any kind of due process or even paying any attention to what might be required of them or whether they could even do it, opening themselves up, I fear, to a large lawsuit, and they're insistent that they were right. So it'll be an interesting story to follow.
And we just so happen to have the county sheriff coming on here in just a couple minutes, so we've got a lot of things we could talk to her about. But
well, ask her the embarrassing question of how she felt about arresting Derek Pacheco. She may not be able to answer that, but you can certainly ask her about that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what she might say.
Okay, well,
have a good day.
You too. Bye. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks.
Okay, we are down to our last 2 minutes now. Had you finished making your point?
Yeah. No, you know, I just was going to say that I think we should definitely support that. And because we have seen, right, local law enforcement, including, you know, our county sheriff department, make agreements with federal agencies to support their operations and vice versa, all in the name of cooperation and
yeah.
good policing. And,
you know, and that's
so I'd like to have that
another one of those things where 2 months ago I'd have had kind of a mm-hmm. I see both sides kind of on that issue. And now
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Now it's I agree 100%. That's what we should be doing until the situation changes.